Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Beis, the last full daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachas as we move from Tfilas HaShachar to Ein Omdin. Again, another parak coming up by the Shem about Inyani Tfila. Today's shirm is sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Huda Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rab Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Leva Bar Lebas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleim HaShalom. So we are in the sugyas of Musaf. We discussed the Machlokas Tanoim yesterday about when there's a Chiyav of Musaf. Clearly, it shows that Musaf is somewhat different than the other Tfilos. Is it only a Tfilah B'Tzibur? Is it that if there is a Tzibur, I could be exempt? If there is not a Tzibur, then I have to say it. We saw the idea of Shmuel, that Shmuel says, maybe I only said Musaf once in my life. Fascinating. That was only one time, the day that the Reish Galusa's son died. And we mentioned from the Achronim what day that had to be, because it has to be a day that you're davening Musaf, but a day that you could be involved in the Kvura, because those are the two that requirements that are meant to the story. Okay, and then we have the end, that Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Yanai davening in the marketplace of Tzipori, and we learned a number of items from that, that the shuk, the marketplace, and the outskirts is considered the city, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Elazar ben Azaria, and that a person should take a little break, right, between the two tefillah. If somebody has daven two tefillahs, let's say it comes up by tashlumin, if somebody has to miss the tefillah, and therefore they have to say two. Or let's say a woman is davening musaf and mincha, or mincha and musaf, as we discussed earlier. So let's say they have a few second break in between. Kadeshi yahalech dalet amas, right? That is the halacha mentioned, because one shouldn't go one right after the other one. One shouldn't go one right after the other one for kavana reasons. There's a story that's told by about Rav Schwab that it was one of those Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. So it was the impossible Shalashudas situation, because what are you supposed to do about Shalashudas? You're not allowed to eat bread, chametz, or matzah after 9:45 in the morning, but Shalashudas generally has to be in the afternoon. And lechachila, so we're not going to get shalosh shudas after musaf unless you rely on the shitas of peros. But there are different ideas about what to do. So many say, okay, but yotzei like those opinions. That's where the Shulchan Aruch is quoted as saying, not the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal that some people learn instead of eating shalosh shudas, right? And that's dafka torasa umnasa. It's dafka quoted there in Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. It's not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. But in that situation, what a lot of people do is that they take a break. They split up the morning meal. You daven very early, and you wash, and you have the first course, then you bench, and then you take a walk, and then you come back. So they say, Rav Schwab said, I can't do that one. Like, why can't you do this? Like, I can't bench twice so closely together. So they asked him, why not? Just bench twice closely together. So he said, I can't. Because he knew what benching meant. And he knew benching is benching. And therefore, to put your kochos into a benching twice in a row is too hard. So that's kind of like this halacha here. You have to wait a little bit. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's just to get my das. If I'm so focused, I'll take a little break. The Shulchan Aruch has him in kufhei. It's one sif. One sif. Din hamispalo shtei tefilas. Somebody who davens two davenings in a row. Hamispalo shtei tefilas zu achar zu. Tzorech lahamtin beizu lezu kidei hiluch arba amos. Person has to wait the amount of time that it would take to walk four amos. Not too long. Kidei shedaito, miyusheves lehispalo belashon tchina. So that, my mind is free to daven in, right, shetischonein daito alav. Right, the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak also in the Bavli discusses. So I want to make sure that, my das is calm, right? And when would this ever come up? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kigon Shachris U Musaf, Osha Shachach Velo Ispalel, Vasarach Lashlima, Bizman Tfila Shalachareha, Mispalel, Shtayim. And therefore, one should take a little break. Vashir Zetzarach Lios Acher Shachar Ragla, Vaomer Osa Shalom, right? A real break in between. Real break in between. Kedehiluch, Mishnah Berurah again, Afilu Eino Rotza Lachzor Lim Komo, Ela Mispalel Shainis, Pamakam Shomisham. Right,
even if you're diving in a different spot, you have to wait.
If you're now coming back to the same spot, you took three steps back, you went three steps forward, then you have to wait anyway. Do it anyway before you go to that, that's the halacha, that, to wait a couple of, seconds. But even if you're going to a different spot, okay, so we should, recognize the importance of kavana, and as that story relates to us, we have to do what we can and recognize the, kavana that's needed. Okay, weiter. Rav Amar. Pashtus, the Mefarshim explained the following Gemara is, what happens if I said the weekday Shmona Esrei for Musaf? Rav Amar Tzorach Lachadish Badavar. You have to be mechadish something. You can't just say the weekday Shmona Esrei for Musaf. You look at the Charedim, lechadish badavar. Betfilas haMusafin lo sagi sheyomar. You can't just add in one line, as we'll see what is said in a few lines of the Gemara. V'sham nasa karmanos chavasinu tvidim kitzidrom musafim gilchasam. El she yazkir karmanos ansamam. You have to add in a little details about the carbon Musaf. Al derech d'amrina b'shabbos v'rosh chodesh. Right, and even if you don't have all the details, but you have to add in something. Add in something. Look in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says, you see from here that it sounds like that maybe even Lechatchila, they used to daven the 18 bracha Shmona Esrei for Musaf. That's where you get the impression. That's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. Be Musaf, Shehema Yeregilin Lis, Paolo Af, Be Musaf Yudches. V'chein Diku Atosas, Tosas, he quotes on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, also a later point in the Rishalmi. It sounds like from a number of lines in the Rishalmi, they used to daven the weekday Shmona Esrei also. And the question is Sarachian, because we had earlier, remember we had the Gemara's about if you have an overlapping day, so what when are you mazkir what? So it said before, Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Tainis, Heich Mazkir Hu Shal Tainis, B'Musaf, U'mash B'Shloi Mispalam Yurches, maybe they, it sounds like they didn't daven, V'yafshar D'B'Yachid Oy Mispalam Yurches, maybe only a Yachid and not a Tzibur. Okay, just to work out all the Gemara's. But it sounds like from a number of Yerushalmis that they used to daven the weekday Shmona Esrei. They didn't daven it for Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv because Tircha D'Tzibura, as we had, but maybe by Musaf, where the whole thing is a special tefillah, they would daven it. So Rav says, you have to add on something. Shmuel Lamar ain't Sorah L'Chadish Badavar. Shmuel says, no, you don't have to be... you don't have to be mechadish something. Just says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, just daven yudches kibeshachris, right? Just daven the tefilas yudches. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira boy kumi Reb Yosi ma lachadish badaver. So what's the halacha? Amar lei afilu amar v'nasal v'nechas chovosenu tamid yom v'karben musaf yotza. Even if you just say one line, one is Yosef. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Samaches Sif Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishis Palal Tfila Shel Chol B'Shabbos, V'lo Hizkir Shel Shabbos Lo Yatza. If you went straight through and you didn't mention anything, he said the whole week Shmona Esrei, so not Yotzei. V'im Hizkir Shel Shabbos B'toch Shmona Esrei, Avavi Shel Kava Bracha L'Shabbos Yatza. If you got Shabbos mentioned somewhere, which is strange, because if you'd be saying the week Shmona Esrei, you probably would stop and go back to Yisbach Moshe or whatever it is. But let's say, as long as you had one mention of Shabbos somewhere, one is Yotzei. Ramah, U'bim Musaf, Afilu Lo Amar Rak, right, that's based on this Gemara. Even if you just have that one line relating to Musaf, one is Yosef. Musaf seems to be again different. It's not like the other tefillos. If you look in the Mefarshim, it's a big topic. Women and carbon and Musaf. Women and Musaf. What exactly do we, is the chiv of women for Musaf? So the Gemara said, if you remember, when it comes to the other tefillas, rachmininu. It's full of rachmim, and then nashim boy rachmi. Nashim need rachmim, and therefore women have to daven. Women have to daven. What about Musaf? What about Musaf? So this is a discussion in the Achronim. The Tzlach in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chavav says, well, maybe, on the one hand, he says, maybe even, well, first he says, maybe they're not pater because it's not, they should be pater because it's not rachmi. The Gemara says that, oh, they need rachmanis, so therefore they are chayavos. But here, it's not rachmi, it's just a formal tefillah which has a time, so maybe it's a zman grama, therefore they should be pturos. But then the Tzlach says, well, maybe just the opposite, maybe they should be allowed to say it, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam says, generally, you don't make brachas on mitzvahs aseh shel zman grama, but here there's no vitzivanu. And if the problem of making a bracha on a zman grama is the word vitzivanu, not just doing a tefillah that you're not obligated. There's no word vitzivanu, and we were commanded in tefillas mosaf. So maybe it should be a tefillah that they can say. There was a tshuva of the Besamim Rosh, which was a fake in terms of the author said it was from the Rosh, and it really wasn't from the Rosh, but it was later. But they quoted it anyway from the Besamim Rosh. They said maybe they should be patur because they're not obligated in the shkalim, and they the shkalim are what is used to produce all of the carbon tzibur. So a big discussion whether women should daven. Rav Avadia the Shuvan Yabia Omer that maybe women should not daven. Again, generally Sfarim are against women saying extra brachas if they are not obligated in. But again, Ashkenazi custom for sure is encouraging them to daven. But again, it reflects that Musaf is somehow different. What happens if somebody is in the middle of Musaf and let me just read the lashon, middle of Musaf and he says the Rashba, Chaf Aleph from a base, where that's the Gemara that says that by other tefillahs, you finish the bracha that you're in, if you remember that you're in the weekday Shmona Esrei. What about by Musaf? The Yesh Bisha Omer, says the Rashba, the Davka betfilas Yotzer o Bemincha, Ukadaima Damina de Gavar Bar Chiyuvahu, Ilav de Lachachor Rabbanan. Like we said, really the other 18 brachas are appropriate for Shabbos, but the Chacham are just not matriachas because it's too long. Aval betfilas musafin posik v'afilu be'emsa bracha t'hal lesa b'chol v'imkin gavar lambar chiyuva hu klal. Right, but when it comes to musaf, you stop in the middle of the bracha because you're obligated anyway. You're not obligated anyway. You don't have a parallel Shmoneh Esrei on a weekday. And a gavra is not mechuyev. V'havi le'ki'idav d'nizkar she'ispalel. It's like the case where you know that you davened, you don't have a chiyev anymore. You don't have a chiyev anymore, so you have to stop in the middle. Like we saw yesterday. So maybe by Musaf. V'harayvid zal pirish deloshna. And the Ravid says, no, the Ravid doesn't think there's a difference between them. V'yafila betulas musafin. Re'uya ha'isa l'kol yudches brachas. Even Musaf is roi for the 18. V'mispalel yudches brachas v'chidish badavar mu'an musaf and yasin. If you're mechadish something you wrote, say, Ukida Amrina b'Yerushalmi, and he quotes our Gemara, Rav Tzorach Lachadish Badavar, and the Rashba says, Alma, Nehugin Haya b'Musafin d'Rosh Chodesh, as Paul Shmuel Esrei Brachos. He understands this Gemara, like some of the Mefarshim, that is only talking about Rosh Chodesh, not Dafka Shabbos. But in Musaf d'Rosh Chodesh, if you dive in the weekday. Elisha b'Shabbos, he kilu k'mo shikilu b'shar tfilos hayom. So then, if you dive in all 18 on a Musaf of weekday, so then on Shabbos, it would be more in the world of lo atzrichu rabbanan, because on a weekday, we dive in this anyway. The kivach, we don't. We don't dive in the Rosh Chodesh weekday. We don't say the 18. The kivach, again, apetilas musavid, ikanami tami, degavar bar chiyuva, 2 days in the Rashba, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Reis HaMachas says, it can happen. If you're in the middle of Musaf, if you're in the middle of Meir of Shachris and Mincha, and you remember that you davened and you recognize that you were saying the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, you finish the bracha. You finish the bracha and then you go back. But what about Musaf? 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? In Loshna Nizkar Bebracha Achim Shar Brachas Bein Ba'aris Bein Shachris Musaf U'Mincha. V'yesh Omrim Dibe Musaf Posek Afilu Be'emsa Bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes V'chein Pasku Achronim Savi Bracha L'Vatala, and therefore we would stop. We would stop by Musaf in the middle of the bracha and just go to the Shabbos part of it. Okay, so Musaf is different, and again, as we just said, I didn't emphasize it, but these last couple of lines, it's unclear whether it's talking about Shabbos Musaf or just Rosh Chodesh Musaf. That's the discussion in the Mefarshim. Vayter, Rabbi Sheila b'Shem Rav Nispalel. What if somebody daven b'yachidus umatzah asar b'nei adam nispalelin? And he comes in, then he gets a minion, mispala limahen. Amazing. Rabbi Rushela b'shem Rav, if you daven b'yachidus, then you come in, and there's a minion davening, you daven again. You daven again. Says the Charedim, the tfilas, you have 2 points. He says, lamdis and lahalacha. First, lamdis. The tfilas yachid lagabe tfilas rabim, kimi shalo hispala dami. Wow. A tfilas yachid, compared to a tfilas rabim, is a skilu you didn't daven. It's a different quality of tfilah. And therefore you have to daven again. V'lokayim b'lanachim b'bavli, but we don't pask in this way. Ela eina chozer u'mispala, we don't daven again. Ela mitztarif la'asara l'kedusha u'labarchu. But you should stay there to answer Kedusha and Baruch Hu, but we do not daven again. That is the, even though it reflects, that shita reflects the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur, even if we don't paskin like that, that shita. Rabbi Seira, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov, Avi Yasvin, they were sitting, min de matzlun, they were sitting after they had davened already. Us is slosa, the time for davening came, come Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov, mitzalya. So Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov got up to daven again. Amalei Rabbi Seira, look, far salina, didn't you daven already? Amrlei, mitzaliana, v'chazu mitzali. No, I daven again if I get a minion. Damar bart rav shela b'shem rav. Nispala matzah sarbadi adam ispala mispala iman. So he actually paskin that way. Right? He followed that ruling. Interesting. The importance of tefillah b'tzibur is a whole separate shiur. Just quote you what two makaros that say the same thing. And that is tefillah b'tzibur a chiyuv? It's a great idea. We strongly encourage it. But is it a chiyuv d'oraisa? It's probably not. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. Is it a chiyuv d'rabbanan? Maybe a chiyuv d'rabbanan. But am I being mevatel the opportunity to be mekadesh shem shamayim and yehishmei rabba and all the other answers? But I'm being mevatel a separate mitzvah I say? Probably not. Or even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But if you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Klazhe Klover, Bar Yefrumer, Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Beis, he says only in the days of old was tefillah b'tzibur not a full-throttled chiv. Because then people had kavana, and people have kavana, their tefillah could basically get to shamayim even without some help from others. So that's why they were able to daven by themselves, because they could have kavana, because we could have kavana. But nowadays, who could have perfect kavana? But if you're with a tzibur, you don't need to have as much kavana, because you have the schus of the tzibur. So therefore, bizman hazeh, though, one has to be more careful. Derech Agav, he says, Tehayom chiyav gomer lispalo b'tzibur, nosaf ala chiyav shayi b'meya gemara, mishum dekol haposkim kasvu de'inon b'kim l'chavim ka'alacha. We know that we can't have proper alacha. And the Gemara says in Tainus that the b'tzibur gam b'tzila below kavanim is kabelas. And therefore, we have to do what we can to get our tefillah makubal. V'kivet b'dina gemara kavanim ma'akeves, rak she'inon yichom l'chavim. Really, we saw gemaras that you need kavani, you're not yotzi without kavana. But if it's impossible, okay, but here we have another possibility. V'yem king kol tatzdike is l'cholam eved. She ola b'malkam kavana. You got to do everything you can. V'kiva the tefillah b'tzibur gam below kavana miskabelas. Tefillah b'tzibur mashlam chesron kavana. And therefore, you have to take part. Chiyav gamar leino nosav al chiyat tefillah b'tzibur hanomar b'gamara. U'mehay taima ein lana lilmod me'at tzadikim akadoshim mishem ispalim b'yachidus. He says, and don't look at Rebbes and Chassidim and Tzadikim that might have their own world and daven by themselves. He says, they're machavnin karoi. Therefore, we're not judging them. Shayim is bodedim umispalim biyachidus. Lomatara zuk de shiuchu lachavin biyoser. Aval anu, shayinon machavnin karoi, chiyav garmel ispalim betzibur ka'amur. That's the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver. More from, he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. But if you look in the Nefesh HaChayim, the Rav Chaim Yivalashin says the same idea in Ruach Chaim, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah, Al tehi Rasha b'fnei atzmacha. Don't be a Rasha in front of yourself. That means, he says, don't be a Rasha by yourself. Because if you daven by yourself, then Hashem looks at us privately. But Ratzal Omar, Shalot Tispala Biyachidus b'fnei atzmacha. He says this means don't daven alone. Ki im Tispala Biyachidus yacholio shetia nikra rasha chas v'shalom. Ki atzvila biyachetz or a kavani yaseiro be'ema b'yiro mesiras nefesh. And if not, it's pushed away. V'zeinu matzi b'avonasinu rabbein bizmanenu. Aval imatzibur av shalot tia tfilasu kolkach b'kavana shlema im kol ze'enen emeses. He quotes the same Zohar that the Eretz Tzvi quoted. And therefore, one has to be very careful. V'amar havizayir b'kriyashra v'tfilo l'spalo matzibur v'lotia rasha b'fnei atzmacha lifrosh min ha-tzibur. And he quotes a couple of Mamari Chazal about the difference between tzibur and yachetz. That's the Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Eretz Tzvi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha, Rav Yonah, B'shem, Rav Zeira, Nispal Shol Shachris, Umo, Matzah, Nispal Shol Musaf. I daven Shachris, and now I come, and I see there, and I come to Shul, and I davening Musaf. Mispali Mayim, start with them. Daven Musaf, meaning even if you come a little late and they're davening Musaf already, start Musaf with them, says the Gemara. This is going to be in contrast to, don't wait to try to figure out, am I going to finish before the time I get to say the bracha of whatever, Shomei Tefillah or Amen, Al Kel HaKadosh, as we'll see. No. The more important factor is to daven the quiet Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. And this is also, by the way, what we paskin. That is the ultimate tefillah b'tzibur, to try to daven the quiet Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. Lon is palon shal shachar, zuba matzah mispalon shal musaf. What happens if I didn't daven shachars yet? And they're about to daven musaf. This happens often to women. Women come to shul and they want to know, they're davening musaf. Should I daven shachars or should I daven musaf with them and daven shachars? So says the Gemara about this one, if I'm not davening the same tefillah as the Tzibur, so then I really should wait. Im yodehu, and we had this Gemara before. Im yodehu shohu maskel v'gomer ashlo yaskel shliach tzibur. Kedei lano sachar avamein. If I'm going to be able to finish before the tzibur gets up to a place where I can answer a certain amein, yispalel, v'imlaval yispalel. And if not, I shouldn't daven, I should wait. Be'ez amein amru, trein amoron, machlokes, chad amar, ba'amein shal akel hakadosh, v'charana amar, ba'amein shal shumei tefila. Depends if it's the amein of akel hakadosh. Those two ameins have special status. As we know, right? They're the end. The Hakel HaKadosh is the end of the first three. Shemei Tefillah is the end of the middle brachos. Right? It's the end of a unit, and they have a special power. Amar Rabbi Pinchas v'lo Pligin. Rabbi Pinchas says there's no machlokas here. Man to Amar ba'amin shel Hakel HaKadosh b'Shabbes. Uman to Amar ba'amin shel Shemei Tefillah b'chol. Okay, so we had that also already once, but it has to do also with people coming late. What exactly one is supposed to do in those situations? Yeah, we should try to come earlier, but if not, we have to know exactly when the tzibur is going to get up to Kedusha and to those special ameins. Okay. Taman Taninan. We learned over there. We're over there. The end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. At the end of Rosh Hashanah. This is if anybody's been to a Siyum on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So they always speak about this. The last line of the Mishnayos. Rabbi Gamliel talks about, right, the Chazaras HaShatz. There's a machlokas there. There in the Mishnah says, Kishem Shashliach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yochid V'yochid Chayev. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Yatzara Midecho Vassan. Rabbi Gamliel says, as it says here, we call Rabbi Gamliel, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Yatzara Midecho Vassan. The Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi others, and that may be originally what Chazaras HaShatz was about, for those who didn't know how to daven and they didn't have Sidurim. So, it's the Chazan, you know, says the Tefillah, and in that way, he is Motzi, right? And that's what the Gemara talks about there. Says the Gemara here, Rav Huna Ruba Ditziporin B'Shem Reb Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Gamliel B'Ilein Tekiyasa. The Halacha like Rabbi Gamliel by these Tekiyos. What is Tekiyos? By this Shmona Esrei that has Tekiyos with it, meaning the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Those Tfilos are, as the Gemara says there, and the Acharedim quote here, Merubos Va'aruchos. They're much longer and they're complicated. See, even if people normally daven, it's harder for them. And therefore, one Kibiyotze with the Chazan for those. But generally not. According to this, generally one should not be Yotzei, because they are more straightforward, and one should say it themselves, right? So, with Malchias, Zechronos and Shofros, that's when they can be Yotzei. Continuing, Reb Ze'era, Reb Chizda, Haviyasvin, Taman, right? Be'ilei Tekiyasa, Min Detzalon, Reb Ze'era and Reb Chizda were sitting Taman, there in Bavel. They were sitting in Bavel, Be'ilei Tekiyasa, by those tfilos, min detzalon, right, after they had davened, shachris, it came time for musaf. Asas slosa, kam rev chizda mitzalya, right, and it came time for davening, rev chizda got up to daven, amalei rev zi'ira, velo kvar tzalinan, didn't you daven already, and therefore what? If you daven shachris already, he could be motzi us with musaf. So what do you have to daven yourself for? Right, as we just said, according to Gamliel, you know, the chazak can be motzi with musaf. Omer lei, mitzali anava chazer matzli. Right, the nachten, why? I daven, and then I'm going to daven, again, this one. The nachten ma'aravi lahacha. Right, because that's the girsa change, because those from Eretz Yisrael came here. The amen, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, alok rabbi Gamliel, b'ilin tekiyasa. Right, so I know that halacha, that you can be yotzi with those. Va'ala, va'na, delo kavanis. But, I don't have proper kavana in that way. Ha'ilu kavanis, habid anafik yidei chavasi. I can't focus so long when somebody else is saying the Shemoneh Esrei and I'm trying to be Yotzei. You know, I have more kavanah if I say it myself, and therefore I'm going to say it myself. This is also why the poskim say that even though in the days of old or earlier, benching was really done. The Zimun, the Mezamein, really said the whole benching. They say it's harder for us to focus so much on somebody else. Maybe the first bracha. But other than that, you know, the minhag olam is for people to say the brachas themselves because it's hard to concentrate for so long when somebody else is talking. Let's just finish, I guess, and then we'll make a comment about the Malchus Zechronos HaShofars. Amar Rav Zeira V'yos. Right, and this is appropriate. Kol Tanai Tani B'Shem Rabbi Gamliel V'Rabbi Oshia Tani La B'Shem Chachamim. This is appropriate that Rabbi Gamliel is a shita that we could follow, meaning by those tfilos, because all the Tanaim quoted in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Oshia quoted the shita in the name of the Chachamim to give it greater chashivus, which shows that we would hold of it, right? Good. Rav Ada de Kesar Mishim Rav Yochanan Vushayiya Sham Mirosh Atfila. To be Yotzei, to use the Chazaras Hashatz of the Chazin, one has to hear it from the beginning of the Tfila. Can't just use the middle brachos, so to speak. Amr Rav Tancha Bar Yirmiya Umastisa Amr Kain. Right? Well, the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah also gives that impression, because when it says the Shemoneh Esrei right before that Mishnah, say their brachos, Omer Avos Gevuros Kedushas Hashem, and then it talks about Malchus Zechronos and Shofros. Right? It talks about all the brachas, including the beginning and the first ones and the last ones, and therefore that gives the impression. So again, Lamaisa today, we generally do not rely on the Shliach Tzibur, even by Malchus Zechronos and Shofros, because we have Sidurim, and we say it ourselves, and there is much to say. Rav Salvechik has an idea about Tefillah Bit Tzibur and Tefillah Hat Tzibur, but even so, even without that Lamdis, you know, the Minhag Olam is, we have the halacha, not just the minhag. The halacha is that we have the tefillah b'lachash, and then we have the tefillah b'tzibur. Is there something fundamentally different, Malchus Zechronos and Shofros? There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to give the impression that those brachos, saying those brachos on Rosh Hashanah, is a din daraisa. That's the impression that you get from Rashi in Parshas Emor. Rashi in Parshas Emor sounds like it's a din daraisa to say Malchus Zechronos and Shofros. Rashi says, Zichron Shrua. What is Zichron Shrua? Psuke Zichronos, Upsuke Shofaros, Liskar Lachem, Akedas Yitzchak, Shekar Tachta Vayal. That's Rashi. Right? The Psukin, that's what Zichron Shrua means. The Ramban says, Vayatzara Harav Lahabikam Psuke Malchias Ben Amedrish. Why does Rashi only quote Zichronos and Shofros? Shlo Yitachin, Shiyaskar Akasa Psuke Zichronos, Vashofros, Lo Yaskar Malchias. It can't be that it's a Dinda Raisa to say two out of three. Where's Malchus? The Gemara Darshan some mipasuk. There's already a pasuk that the Gemara Darshans elsewhere in he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Gemara Darshans all Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. Aval kol ze asmachta midivrehem. Says the Ramban, I think it's all dinder Rabbanan. So don't jump on Rashi that there's only a remes of fitu. And then he quotes him, it's a mafurish in the Gemara. Mefurish in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, what if you're in the middle of two cities? One city has a shofar, and one city has a sitter. So where should you go? And you only have a choice to do one on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. So is it better to go to a place and hear shofar? And is it better to go to a place to be able to daven? So the Gemara says, go to a place with a shofar, because shofar is daraisa, and Malchus Zechronos and Shofros is the Rabbanan. Right? So therefore, it's clear that Malchus Zechronos and Shofros is the Rabbanan. So that's what the Ramban says. How do you answer that for Rashi? Right? If Rashi holds that it's really daraisa, the Gemara says, Beferish, it's the Rabbanan. No, so the answer is that if you have Malchus Zechronos and Shofros by itself without shofar, that might be the Rabbanan. But Tkios al Seder HaBrachos, when they are integrated into the shofar, then it can be Daraisa. That's the how they answer, that Achronim answer, for that Rashi. But it's also a discussion on the Gemara. The Gemara gives this impression, right? With the language of the Gemara, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah in the Bavli. The Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's the line? Where's the line of shofars? Here it is. Amru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah. Say in front of me, Hashem says. Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Zechronos and Shofros. Malchus Kedisha Tam Lechuni Alechem, Zechronos Kedisha Yala, Zechronos Lefanai Letova, Ubimem B'Shofar. So the language of the Gemara is, say in front of me, Hashem is talking. So to take that literally, it sounds like a Din Daraisa. Right? The Ritva, where the Ritva here says, famous Ritva, in the world of Ritvas, the Ritva here says, no way! It's an Asmachta. And this is where the Ritva says, and let me tell you what an asmachta means. Asmachta means, this is Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Asmachta means that the Hashem really had it in mind, but he left it open for the Rabbanan to figure out. But really, it is Ratzon Hashem, says the Ritva. Right, he says, Shekol she'ishmo asmachtas min pasuk, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiroi Lazos Kein, Ela Shelo Kavu Chova, Umasu L'Chachamim, V'zeh Dover Borer Ve'emes. And here he jumps on an unnamed person. It's the Rambam. V'lo k'deri ha'mefarshim asmachtos shu k'derach simin shenasnu chachamim, V'lo shekavana satara l'kach, Chas v'shalom yishtaka ha'dover v'lo yomar. Never say such a thing that asmachta is just a mnemonic external remez that the rabbis found. No! The Torah meant it. Hashem meant it. Shizu derech minusu. Aval haTorah he'ir pekach u'masrachi v'adav l'kav l'chachamim v'chulu. That's the Ritva. Again, there's more there. But that's the Ritva on this Gemara about Malchus Zorchon and Shofars, whether that's Daraisa or Darabanan. That's the context of that. Okay, we continue now with the beginning of the fifth parak, Baruch Hashem of Maseches Brachos, Hadron on Tefillas HaShachar. And we move on with one more parak related to Tefillah. Remember, first couple of prakim or Kriya Shema, then Tefillah. Next parak, Baruch Hashem, sixth parak, is about benching. About the Birchas Hananin, and then about benching, V'chulu. Ein omdin l'spalel mitel kovad rosh. A person is not allowed to get up to daven, except with kovad rosh, with a seriousness of a heart. If you look in the Charedim, hachna'ah. How do you translate hachna'ah? Humility. It's even more than humility. It's lowering oneself in front of God. Right? Look in the Pnei Moshe. Hachna'ah umora. Umora and awe. Tichsiv. And like the Gemara quotes, Ivdu as Hashem beyira va'avodazu tfilahi. So you have to serve me till Kovid Rosh. Chasidim arishonim arishonim shoach hazum espalim. The original early pious people used to sit for an hour, shoachas and davin, k'deshichav noslibam lamakom, in order to get themselves focused and get themselves ready. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos says 2 points. Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of this parak says, number one, even though sometimes Sha'ah is not meant to be taken literally. Sha'ah means a time period. And that's how the Rambam understands it. You should sit for a little amount of time before one davens. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Beferish? No, here is literal. At least what they did, because the Gemara says there in the Bavli that they sat for 9 hours. They davened for an hour, they sat before and after for an hour. So it's 9 hours. So you see, it's literal. Afal pi, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shebaharbi makomot kishomer sha'ah, eina ratzalom sha'ah, dafka el esman muat, hach eino kein, el sha'ah mamish. He's not saying that that's what we should do, but it's saying that that's what they did. We have to sit for at least a small amount of time. We should, in order to get us to focus. And it's tried and tested, right? If we run into shul and daven, it's ain't no dome. We know if we ever get to shul 2 minutes early and we're able to sit and like to learn or to focus, it's a different davening. It's a different davening. Right? We all have trouble having kavan and davening. So there's a simple strategy Chazal give us. We just like putting it into practice is difficult. Whenever davening is, come 3 minutes before and sit. That's what the Gemara says that we should do. The other point that Rabbeinu Yonah says is, what does it mean k'deshichavnu libam lamakom? Some say this means k'deshayifnu tirdas hamachshavos v'yichavnu b'amiras hatfila. We have to remove all other thoughts so we can focus on the words of the davening. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's more than that. Kachu she'echavnu she'elibam shalem ba'avodas hamakom v'yivatlum libam tanuge ha'olam hazeh. It's just to change our whole mentality of life, not just try to remove what we were thinking about previously, but to get us in the God zone. That's v'chavnu libam lamakom. It doesn't say lis palel. It says lamakom, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki k'shiyitaru libam mehavli ha'olam hazeh, when I realize what's important in life, v'yei kavanasam v'romamos Hashem, then once I focus on God, then memela, my tefillah is going to be ru'uya. Don't just focus on tefillah. Focus on Hashem, and then memela, the tefillah is going to be a different quality of tefillah. That's both Rabbeinu Yonah, right here in the beginning of the parak, on the Mishnah. Afilu, finishing the line now, Afilu amelach shol b'shlomo, even if a king asks about me, lo yeshivenu, I'm not allowed to answer him, and there are stories about that in the Gemara, I was talking to the king of kings, I couldn't answer you, sorry, v'afilu nachash karach al akeba lo yafsik, and even if a snake is crawling around my akev, I can't be mafsik, and the mefarshim will note, if it's mamish pikuach nefesh, then you do everything you can. We're not talking about pikuach nefesh. There's a Rashi, if you remember, we had at the beginning of the second parak of Brachot that says, remember the cases of Shoel, Mipnei HaKavod, Mipnei HaYira, And Rashi says, you're nervous that somebody's going to kill you. If you're nervous that somebody's going to kill you, that's pikuach nefesh. So I think we saw the Rashash there that says, it doesn't mean that they're going to kill you now. It means that it's just somebody who has the power to kill you. Right? It's not pikuach nefesh now. So that's the type of person one has to be in awe from and try not to be mafsik. Or, in the case of kriyashma, can be mafsik. Can be mafsik. Right, we mentioned this is one of the differences between tefillah and kriyashma. Tefillah, one cannot be mafsik. Mipnei ha-kavod u-mipnei ha-yira. Again, unless it's pikuach nefesh. Kriyashma, one can. Right, another one, put it on the list of differences between kriyashma and tefillah. This is one of them right here on the Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Into the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos.